neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
To do, what did he do after changing his name? Right? Well, no, after he changed his name, what did he do? After name change.
He told him that only with the chair you are different from me.
Okay, so did he do anything?
He said nobody could do anything without your permission.
No, that's saying, did he do anything?
He gave him the ring.
That was before change name.
Some jacket on him also.
That was before name change.
Put him on the chair yet and take him around the Israel.
No. He gave him a wife.
Yeah.
What was his wife's name? Asenat. Very nice. Asenat. Who was Asenat?
Daughter of Dina.
Asaka Baro. It was Dina's daughter. Right. So the question that is asked, what did he care if he is single or married now? All of a sudden, he says, you have to have a wife. Why? No? Why? I'm sorry? No, that's in Jewish mentality. But for him, all of a sudden, you see, that's the first thing he does.
So they have so many wives. See, this guy doesn't have nothing, so let him give him a wife.
No, what would he care? The only thing that he was concerned about, that he's chacham, that he's saving his country and so on. So now, here, it's very interesting that Yosef, what family he was from? No, in Mitzrayim, What family he was? No, in Mitzrayim. What family he was staying with?
Potiphar.
Very nice. And then Asnat also was from which family? Same family?
Yeah.
Really? So how come he picked the wife from the same family that he was at?
Because the Jewish couldn't get married from the same family.
Jewish?
Yeah.
No, how would he care about Jew or non-Jew? So now, why Yosef was put in a jail?
Because of
Potiphar's family.
Yes.
So now, if like Potiphar will consider to give his daughter to same person that they made Alilaan, right? What would that show?
That means he's not guilty.
That means it was all set up.
Yes.
So see how Chacham Paro was. So the first thing he did, he cleaned up the record so that people, they see, there were all rumors and he has no base. And this way, he appointed them as a clean record advisor of his palace. And that's why we see that the first thing, of course, Hashem put it in his mind, but here we see how, things became now back to the normal. And this is a lesson sometimes people, they go through lots of aggravation. You say, it happened this, it happened that, people talk like this, and like that. So you see here, when Ribbono Shel Olam wants to clean up everything, it's just the blink of an eye. Everything is clean, washed up, and people even don't think about it anymore because they have nothing to say. Here, look at this. All of a sudden, Yosef HaTzadik came to the picture, appointed as a viceroy, with a clean record. Hashem is
Koilani Shamote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shamo, Nishomo Sheli. Koilani Shamote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koilani Shamo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.